How are you?
Good, good. Been just riding the wind for the year. Was up in Alaska, and now we're back down in the lower 48, just flying and writing, playing music, and raising a wild little two-year-old.
Oh, yes. I got to tell you, that post that you have put up on social media, I've used it several times on the show, about you sharing the story about flying away and just needing to get away. I got to ask, like, how refreshing was it to be up there where you kind of don't have that much cell phone service?
You know, it was nice. It was pretty, it isolates you, and it forces you to face, you know, all of your kind of monkey brain thoughts, you know, right away. And then you just get into this flow of getting to know yourself and your surroundings. And it distills your spirit, and it distills your personality down to its basic components without all the noise and distractions. And it was really, honestly, I felt like just the most incredible opportunity, not only to fly in such a beautiful place, but to have such unspoiled, very focused time as a dad and as a husband and as a writer. It was very powerful.
Well, before you left us, you did leave us with a really cool song, Lookout Mountain. And I've been doing a lot of training. I compete several times throughout the year all across the world. And I still have to tell you, that song is the most empowering thing that I have heard in a long time. I love it. And I'm excited to hear that you've been out riding again, because you have such a gift.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like writing is something that, I don't know, I guess it can be driven by different things. The need to satisfy a song quota, if you have like a writing deal, or the need to, you know, make a record and all those things. And removing all of those pressures, those external pressures from me was kind of shocking, because I kind of was like, dang, I don't have to write for anything or anyone other than myself. And it was really nice. I wrote some of my best stuff, I think, yet. And I also got a chance to record and film an acoustic album in this wilderness cabin up on a mountain lake. And going to be putting that out. It's going to be a YouTube series called The Alaska Sessions. And I think that'll come out just after Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. So it is right here upon us. I gotta ask you, as an adventure junkie, what was your favorite part of Alaska?
Man, it's just, when you love to adventure and you love the outdoors, we go out there for all sorts of reasons, to find solitude and to push your body and all these things. But the visual aspect of it is this huge reward. You know, it's just, you know, you get to stand on the edge of oblivion all the time. It's just too much some days. You know, I was out there flying around, and I would land in these beautiful little native villages and take people out and drop them off and pick them up on mountain lakes. And I got to do a ton of that myself with our float plane. And just visually, it was just insane. It was something out of a storybook.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're out there, and, you know, we'd go out to these cabins. The Forestry Service provides these cabins out there that you can rent for the night or whatever. And most of them are only accessible, by float plane.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, it was just unreal, next level. And I got to do a lot of climbing and hiking and ton of fishing out there. And it wasn't Utah. I have a love affair with the state of Utah, but it was Alaska. And Alaska in and of itself is, it is the last and final frontier in my on Earth. It was just, it's untouched. There's less than a million people in the entire state, and it's three times, I think, at least three times the size of Texas.
Yeah, it's, you know, we like to say in Texas that we're the biggest, but yeah, no, that's when you
in
comparison with Alaska.
We straight up just, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say we stole it from the Russians, but we definitely got it for a song, that's for sure.
So in the new music that you've been working on, do we kind of see some of the outdoor visions that go on, or is it, what kind of route were you taking when you were just writing, or it was just whatever just came to you?
Yeah, there's some of that in it. There's a song I was working on called Chasing Alaska, and there's also these, I think, so when I first started to write a long, long time ago, and I wrote songs like When the Lights Go Out, mm-hmm. and things like that, there was a real organicness to my writing that I really was able to sort of reach back and tap into, where I didn't have I didn't feel the pressure to fit into any sort of genre. And I guess I never really have, but you do sort of feel like, well, that song's not really my sound and I got to try to tweak it to make it my sound. When I was Alaska, I didn't care. I just wrote whatever came out. So, there's a lot of honesty. There's a lot of just rawness and openness. And there's some songs that nobody will ever hear because they're super personal, but then there's some that I think are really great. And I'm really looking forward to recording them.
So you're going to be playing right before Thanksgiving at Billy Bob's, Texas, and it's the big return. Like, you haven't been there in over a year.
It's exactly right. And when we got to book this show and we put it on the books and everybody was, you know, everything was signed and on the dotted line, I was like, I can't believe it. Like, this is going to happen. And then I was thrown right back into the fray of flying, you know, 6 hours a day. Then it finally is here, and it has. It's been a year since we've done a big show in Texas, and I'm just so excited. I never got bored with touring, but you get used to it over time. And I've been away from it for so long where all of my senses and everything is just, I don't know, I feel like a kid again. So I'm just super stoked, and I don't know, I feel like I'm going to Warped Tour again. It's going to be awesome.
And I don't know how often you got to play with your band over the course of the year, so is this kind of like a reunion for y'all too?
It is. It's more than a one reunion. So my original drummer, Chad Camp, he and I drummed together for like, we worked together for 10 years. And then, he built a family and came off the road. And then we were lucky enough to have Alan Green, 2G, drumming with us. And then this Billy Bob show came up and Chad and I got to talking. And long story short, I've gotten to play a couple of shows this year with my boys out on the road. We did some shows in Colorado, Utah, and Idaho. Mm-hmm. And then, but this is the first show with Chad in 4 years. So they're like kind of the original big, you know, band lineup that we had. I think it's been 4 years since Chad's been on the road with us. And so we got Chad Camp, Bo Bolfing, Anthony Atkins, and myself. And it's just, I don't know, it is a powerful, it's a powerful thing, sharing the stage with those guys. I mean, they're my brothers.
That's going to be so exciting. BillyBob'sTexas.com to grab those tickets, y'all. You need to snag them because this is a pit show. And I will tell you, Sam's shows are the most electrifying shows that you can see. And now that, you know, it's been a while since we've gotten to see him, he's got the full band back together. Are you going to get to play some of these new songs, or are we just going to have a mix of everything when it comes to tomorrow night?
It's going to kind of be a medley. So we've reached back and we grabbed a bunch of songs from the very first, the Lighthouse EP that we put out. And we're ringing in songs off of every single record that this is kind of a show unlike any show that we've ever done before. So this will be, it's jam packed. It's got all the hits, a lot of deep cuts. It's high energy, the whole thing. It's going to be awesome. I think electrifying is a good word for it. I mean, we are just absolutely beyond stoked to be able to show everybody what we've been working on.
Well, I cannot wait to see you up on that stage again. Your shows are, they are electrifying. Getting to see you play every instrument, you break all the big guns out, and then, you know, I'm excited to hear that you've got the original band back together for this. Like, that just makes it more exciting as me, as a fan, to get to see this show. Yeah. Y'all's excitement's going to be great with it. And now that you're back in the lower 48, how are you going to spend Thanksgiving?
Well, my wife, Rachel, is coming into town for the show. We'll be able to hang out here. And then we're going to take Rook and we're going down south from DFW down into Austin and get to hang out with some family down there.
Oh, good.
That we haven't seen in quite a while. So it'll be nice. You know, we missed a bunch of holidays last year and all this year. So it'll be cool.
Are you a turkey or a ham kind of guy when it comes to Thanksgiving food?
Man, I'm a turkey guy too. I love some good spiral cut ham. It's nice, but it doesn't have the, I don't know, it's just turkey's where it's at, man.
And the last question I'm going to ask you before I let you go, Sam, and thank you again so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. But when it comes to dessert, do you go for the pumpkin pie?
Bro, I mean, with all due respect, if you don't get down on some pumpkin pie, you're just not American.
I agree with you 110% on that, Sam. Well, what's the name of your sessions that's going to be released for everybody to be looking up on YouTube?
Yeah, that'll be released just exclusively on YouTube. It's called the Alaska Sessions, and we're uploading everything, getting everything ready to go. And we'll do a big press release when it comes out. But yeah, it'll be an entire acoustic album recorded and filmed and released. I don't know. It was super raw. I mean, I've got songs on there that we recorded on the wing of a float plane.
Oh, wow.
And filmed it. I've got songs that we recorded on in a, like an old John boat out in the middle of a mountain lake. And then there's songs that recorded inside the cabin with like a fire behind me. It's really cool. And it was a very explorative and interesting project to bring to fruition.
I cannot wait to see that come out. Y'all be looking. Make sure you're following Sam on social media because he posts the best photos in the world and videos. And I can't wait to see this come out. And don't forget tickets, BillyBob'sTexas.com, so you can see Sam Riggs on his big return.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thanks, Sam. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I appreciate it. Sorry this was such a fly on the whim kind of thing on my end.
That's how my life goes.
Hey, I feel you. Same. Well, thanks, Sam. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you soon.